Did you know this week was Global Entrepreneur Week, GEW? I attended multiple events every day in Oklahoma City based on entrepreneurism, about promoting, supporting, and developing entrepreneurs here in Oklahoma as part of the GEW Global Entrepreneur Week. So today I want to talk to you about the similarities, the differences, the conceptions and misconceptions about what an entrepreneur is and what a business owner is, how they go together, and how they are different. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. A lot of people confuse and conflate and misuse the terms entrepreneur and business owners as something that is synonymous with each other. They feel like it's the same thing, and that's not exactly true. There are some distinct differences. So let's go through that today. Now, obviously, a lot of entrepreneurs are business owners. I am an entrepreneur and I am a business owner. In fact, I started my first business when I was a teenager, and I have owned continuously one or more businesses in the last 37 years since I started my first business as a teenager. When I started that first business, you've heard me talk about this before on the podcast, I didn't understand what being an entrepreneur was. I didn't know I was being an entrepreneur. I did not know what being entrepreneurial meant. But I eventually learned those things and now have a really good grasp on what it means to be an entrepreneur. And again, the distinctions and differences between just owning a business and being an entrepreneur. So let me make this real simple for you. Business owners are just that, people who own a business for a specific reason. They started it or they inherited it. Often they start a business because it is associated with a skill set or experience they have. So if your business is in construction, it's because you have experience or knowledge or information about construction or hospitality or technology, whatever it is. And often that business is started and it's maintained in order to keep the owner employed and receiving funds. So business owners want to keep their business open so that themselves and their employees and often family members or other people can benefit from it by having jobs and their customers, their clients can receive the services. So again, if you're in construction or plumbing, you're providing, you're building things, you're fixing broken pipes and toilets. If you're in hospitality, you're serving people food or giving them a place to sleep at night. And again, often these businesses are either inherited, a family business, or it's started because someone has an interest or experience in something, whether they go to a formal schooling, they go to a trade school, or they're an apprentice, or they just have worked in other similar businesses and wanted to do that for themselves. Now, that sounds a lot like being an entrepreneur, but being an entrepreneur has some different focuses, some additional things that an entrepreneur thinks about and does with the businesses that they own, whether they own completely or partially, or they work with. Entrepreneurs are trying to solve a problem. Entrepreneurs are ultimately trying to ease someone's pain or fix something in the world, whether it's a product or service, whether it's doing things in a different way, a different approach, a different system, whatever it is. Entrepreneurs find a solution to a problem that can also be wrapped into a business entity that can then be profitable. The mindset of an entrepreneur is to solve the problem and then build a business model that allows that to happen, and it has to be profitable for it to to be able to be maintained and continue on and be sustainable. So these are the things that you do when you're an entrepreneur. This is why a lot of entrepreneurs start businesses, and then when they get them to a certain point, sell them or exit or allow other people to run them so that they can then go and find another problem to solve and spin up a business in order to address that problem. So entrepreneurs, much like myself, often own multiple businesses. And the goal isn't to start a business that exists forever so that you collect a paycheck from it forever, the same way a business owner wants to collect a paycheck from their business forever, whether they're going to work every day and receiving salary as an employee or receiving dividends as an owner. That's how business owners make their money. Entrepreneurs start businesses. They often run businesses, but the focus isn't running the business and the focus isn't collecting the paycheck. That's why entrepreneurs will also often exit. They'll allow their businesses to be purchased, or they'll allow other people to operate them and take the economic spoils on the other side, because entrepreneurs are typically not focused on staying in one place forever, one business entity, where business owners are. Business owners want to stay in their business. Even if they're retired and other people are running it, they're still receiving paychecks. Their name is on the ownership, even if they've shared it, a percentage of ownership again with other people. So business owners own a business that does something specific. It's typically based on their experience or knowledge or expertise, and they do it. They work in the business. And you've heard this conversation before, right, about working in your business and on your business. Business owners work in their business a whole lot, doing the thing that the business does. The owner is often doing it. They work on their business as well. They develop their audience. They develop the marketing. They have to do the accounting, the HR, pay the taxes, all of the things that aren't directly the delivery of the product or service. That's working on your business. There's working in your business, actually delivering that product or service. Business owners are doing that on a regular basis, collecting a paycheck or some other form of payment or financial support for themselves and the people they employ. Good stuff. Great stuff. It's fantastic to be a business owner, but business owners think about how to keep that business running as well as possible, how to make good money, profitable funds, without having to overcharge or do anything that goes outside of their own personal ethics or comfort zone. Obviously, it has to be completely legal. We are, have already assumed all of that, right? But it needs to be legal. It needs to be ethical. It needs to be things that they're comfortable with, which might also mean that it is a single entity. It only serves a certain geographical area, a certain number of audience, et cetera. So a business owner builds something they can manage and maintain and run and continue on a regular basis. And that's their focus, working in the business and on the business, is making sure they're making enough money to keep those doors open, keep those people employed, keep themselves employed, and provide the product or service of value that their customers, consumers are looking for. Entrepreneurs can do all of that and often do, but are also, again, focused on a bigger picture, looking for ways that they can make their industry better, make the value higher for their product consumers, to find new ways to do new things. And if the solution they find, the solution to the problem that they've identified, is not the specific business they're running today, they will find a way to do the second thing or the third thing, or get out of the business they're in and move into the other business if they find it to be a better opportunity. Entrepreneurs think differently. They look at things differently. They pay themselves differently, and they approach problem solving differently than the average person and different than an business owner. Also good and fantastic and necessary, and this is where innovation comes from, and this is where great things happen in the world, and this is where businesses are started by an individual, an entrepreneur. Maybe hire people to run it for them. That's employment for them. Or they sell the business to other people that then have the opportunity to work in the business as the business owner or an investor. And again, if it's run well and it's profitable, everyone's getting paid and everyone's making money. So entrepreneurs create opportunities, they solve problems, they look at big picture, they're not tied to that original idea forever. They're willing to move on, they're willing to think of things differently and continually move forward, which is often where innovation comes from. Now, business owners will often innovate as well. I'm not trying to denigrate business owners, but it's a difference of approach, the difference of philosophy, the difference in vision and how they interact with their business or businesses. So these are the distinction between being a business owner and an entrepreneur. You can be a business owner and not necessarily be an entrepreneur. And that happens a lot, which is good and fine and wonderful for the person if that's how they like to approach their life, how they like to approach their business, how they feel comfortable and smart about what they do. You can be an entrepreneur and technically at some point not own any businesses. Now, if you're a true entrepreneur, you are starting businesses, you are doing things, but often entrepreneurs are developing products or helping other businesses do what they do better. And sometimes entrepreneurs have started a business, developed it, sold it, and have not identified what the next opportunity for them is. Or an entrepreneur might own multiple businesses, sometimes within the same area, within the same vertical, sometimes completely different areas and verticals. Sometimes it's because it's something they started. Sometimes it's because they've invested or collaborated with someone else. Sometimes they're the majority owner, sometimes they're the minority owner. Sometimes they sell off all of those assets and they don't own anything. But because they're an entrepreneur, they're looking for problems to solve. They're looking for things that they can do with their expertise, with their vision, with the way they operate in order to make things better, create opportunities, and do new things moving forward. So these are the distinctions between being a business owner, being an entrepreneur. You can be a business owner without being an entrepreneur. You can be a business owner and you can be an entrepreneur. You can be an entrepreneur and own businesses, but you can be an entrepreneur and not own a business well. So I hope I cleared that up. I hope I didn't confuse you with that last little bit. You can be one, you can be both, you can alternate. There are times in your life and career you're both, sometimes you're just one. A lot of business owners never become entrepreneurs. And a lot of entrepreneurs really don't want to be business owners. But you're someone like myself, you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, you're looking for ways to innovate, you're looking for ways to solve problems, you're looking to make things better, you're looking to keep people employed, you're looking to offer value for your customers, for your vendors, for your contractors, for your collaborators, you're trying to develop your community, you're trying to build everything around you in a better way. That is an entrepreneurial approach. Keeping your business open, keep your people employed, keep the value proposition for your audience, all valid, but always the focus of a business owner. Sometimes these things overlap, sometimes they don't. So if you think you're someone who would like to own a business, I encourage you to do so as a business owner. I think there's fantastic returns and freedom and a feeling of satisfaction that comes from owning a business. And a certain amount of control you can develop once the business runs well, if you're doing things all the right way. Again, ethical and legal, always an upfront. If you also think you would like to be entrepreneurial, if you would like to have an entrepreneur mindset, if you would like to be a problem solver, an innovator, someone who pushes the envelopes and finds new ways to do things and then moves on, also encourage that as well, because I've also been in that situation. If you find yourself to be both, congratulations, we're in the same boat. So something for you to think about here at the end of Global Entrepreneur Week, the GEW, the Global Entrepreneur Week, has been fantastic here in Oklahoma. Wherever you are, I hope you had a fantastic opportunity to go to some events, meet other entrepreneurs, other business owners, people who support your economic and entrepreneurial ecosystem in your city and your state, build great businesses, employ people, support your community through your taxes and other revenues, and participate in the great free market system that we have. See you next week. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle, Entrepreneur AF, and Coffee and Donut swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.